All right, let me continue reading in chapter 4. Verse 2. At once I was in the Spirit, and there before me was a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it, and the one who sat there had an appearance of jasper and carnelian. A rainbow resembling an emerald encircled the throne. Surrounding the throne were 24 other thrones, and seated on them were 24 elders. They were dressed in white and had crowns of gold on their heads. From the throne came flashes of lightning, rumblings, and peals of thunder. Before the throne, seven lamps were blazing. These are the seven spirits of God. Also before the throne, there was what looked like a sea of glass, clear as crystal. In the center, around the throne, were four living creatures, and they were covered with eyes in front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion, the second was like an ox, the third had a face like a man, and the fourth was like a flying eagle. Each of the four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around, even under his wings. And day and night they never stopped saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Let me stop and give you a little insight on the Hebrew there. Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. Holy One, Holy One, Holy One. Yet it is expressed three times. Okay? It is a picture of the Trinity. But it is always expressed as the unity of God. I'm not real crazy about the word Trinity. I like the word tri-unity better than I do Trinity. Because God allows us to understand that He is three in one, but He always refers to Himself as one. All right? Not three. So that's just a little insight there. Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to Him who sits on the throne and who lives forever and ever, I love this next verse, the 24 elders fall down before Him who sits on the throne and worship Him who lives forever and ever. They lay their crowns before the throne and say, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for You created all things, and by Your will they were created and have their being." All right, what have we been invited to see? We have literally been taken in to the very throne room of God. Now, this is going to be very important that you get this, and I know you already are aware of this concept, but please remember that there is a principle that is taught in Scripture that which is in heaven, or that which is on earth, is a shadow of the things that exist in heaven. So whatever God told Moses to do on the mountain when He told him to go down and construct the tabernacle and the temple were designed to be a mirror image of the throne and the temple in heaven. Are you aware of that? Okay, Paul talks about that, I believe, in Colossians. There's a reason for that. Because everything that takes place in the temple and the tabernacle is going to be a pattern that will help us understand what's going on in the heavenlies. Now, a lot of people ask me, "Brent, why do you take the book of Revelation so literally?" Well, I want to show you. Turn to Isaiah chapter 6. The reason I take this description to be an actual description of the throne room of God is because we have the same description three times in Scripture. John sees it, Ezekiel sees it, and Isaiah sees it. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted. And the train of His robe filled the temple. Above Him were seraphs, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying. And they were calling to one another, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is full of His glory.' At the sound of their voices, the doorpost and the threshold shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. 'Woe to me,' I cried, 'I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty.' Then one of the seraphs flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken from the tongs of the altar." All right, now notice that Isaiah sees these six-winged creatures. Then he calls them seraphim. All right? He sees some of the description of the throne. Now let's turn over to Ezekiel chapter 1, and we'll discover that Ezekiel has pretty much the same experience. And I'm just going to read verses 25 through 28, although all of chapter 1 has common language for what we've just seen in John chapter 4. Then there came a voice from above the expanse over their heads as they stood with lowered wings. Above the expanse over their heads was what looked like a throne of sapphire, and high on the throne was a figure like that of a man. I saw that from what appeared to be his waist up, he looked like glowing metal as if full of fire, and that from there down he looked like fire, and brilliant light surrounded him, like the appearance, note this, of a rainbow in the clouds on a rainy day, so was the radiance around him. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. When I saw it, I fell face down, and I heard the voice of one speaking to me. Do you see the similarities here? We see living creatures, we see the description of the throne, the rainbow, the emeralds, the sapphires. We're seeing the same thing. Now, this is really amazing, because, and we're not going to have a lot of time to go into great detail on this. To be totally honest, I'm just now beginning to learn some of it myself. But if you do a comparative study of these three visions, this is basically what we have. And I have tried to, I'm going to try to give you John's vantage point, and I'm going to try and pull it all together so that you understand. So you and I are now standing in the position of John. John is looking at the throne. Now, when Isaiah looks at the throne, Isaiah looks above the throne, and up here, he sees the seraphim, six winged creatures. All right? When John looks at the throne, he sees what are referred to as cherubim, and they are four winged creatures, and they're down here. Now, as John is looking at the throne, he also sees four living creatures that are surrounding the throne. Now, here is a point of discussion. There are some who believe that the four living creatures, in Hebrew we call them the hasmal, are the same thing as the cherubim.